بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned, he says باب ذكر إرادة العلو والفساد. باب ذكر إرادة العلو، إرادة العلو والفساد. The chapter with regards to the mention of intending to have high rank and status and to work corruption in the land, the intention to have authority and rank and to be superior, the intention to have rank and to have high status and to be superior over others, and to cause corruption in the land. This affair here, no doubt, is an affair of the heart. Al-irada, it means intention. And it has the meaning of a niyyah. It has the meaning of a niyyah. And a person, his niyyah, or his irada, that which he intends, and that which he wants and hopes for, this is in his heart. So to intend and to want to have rank and status and to want to have authority over other people and to strive for this, to hope for this, this is from the diseases of the heart. And likewise, to want to corrupt, to work corruption, to want to work corruption in the land, likewise, is from the diseases of the heart and from those affairs that corrupt the heart, and from the major sins, and from the major sins. For this reason, the author, he says, بَابُ ذِكْرِ إِرَادَةِ الْعُلُوِّ وَالْفَسَادِ. The chapter with regards to intending and wanting to have authority and to have a high status and rank, and the intention of wanting to cause corruption in the land, to cause corruption in the land. Iradatu al-ulu, to want to have authority. Al-ulu means to be high. It means to be high, high, lofty. So he wants to be high above others. He has this in his heart. And this is also from kibr. And the person who has arrogance and pride in his heart, then he will look at others and belittle them, and he will strive to be on top of them and have authority over them and have command over them and to be better than them and to have a better rank than them and a higher status than them. And he will not like for anyone to be a peer with him or to be above him. Rather, he wants for the people to be below him and under him. Rather, he wants for the people to be below him and under him. And this is the issue of this affair. And those people who have desire for leadership, they have desire for leadership, they want to have authority, they want to be the one in charge, and they want to be the one who is in the chair, and they want to be the one who is returned to. And the likes like this, they have this intention. They want the people to take from them and to follow them, and they want the people to be behind them and under them, and they want to be on top and to be the leaders. These are the people that are tried with this affair. These are the people that are tried with this affair. They will belittle others, and they will step on others, and they will put them down in order to get their leadership and their rank. They will put them down and they will step on them. And many times we will find this affair, and an individual who has this disease in his heart, he will search and he will pick out the faults of others. He will search and he will look diligently and examine individuals, and he will look for their faults, and he will search for them, and he will expose them in order to stand on that person's back and raise himself. So he will strive to put others down in order to raise himself. And this is from the major sins. And this is a foul way. And this is a foul way. And this is actually from kibr that will cause a person to do these affairs, this arrogance and the likes like this, seeking status and rank and seeking leadership. This is an iradatul uluwi fil ard, to hope to have high status and the rank. Also, and he is mentioning here iradatul fasad, and to intend corruption. to intend corruption, and he wants corruption. He wants to work corruption in the land. Yani, and the people of knowledge, they mention that al-fasad al-ma'asi, al-ma'asi bi anwa'iha, every aspect of disobedience is considered fasad and corruption. Every action of disobedience is considered fasad and corruption. And a person says his heart can become corrupted until he wants this. He desires and he lusts and he wants to work actions of disobedience. And he finds delight in that and he lusts for that. Actions of sin and transgression with the eyes and with the hands or with the tongue and the likes like this. Some of them, and if, for example, they could not even sit in a gathering except if they belittle and backbite others and speak ill of them. And speaking foul and finding fault with the believers is from the fruit of their gathering and the best part that they take delight in and the likes like this. This is from wanting corruption in the land and spreading corruption in the land. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is from the major sins. And to want this affair. So al-fasad is every action of disobedience. No doubt, beginning with the worst of that, shirk. Al-shirk and associating partners with Allah. And likewise, al-kufr and disobedience and disbelief. All of this is from al-fasad. All of this is from al-fasad. But likewise, all of the actions of sins, the major sins and the minor sins, all of the actions of disobedience and in perpetrating them and committing them, this is all from corruption and fasad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about al-fasad, Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Allah, he does not love fasad. Allah, he does not love fasad, corruption and evil, disobedience, disbelief, and shirk, and actions of disobedience and sins, and transgressing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is called al-fasad. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. A believer, he will remember that. He will remember that fasad can happen and occur from a person with his tongue. And fasad can occur from a person with his eyes, with his hands. He can work fasad, waliyadhu billah. He can work fasad with his tongue. And he can spread corruption and chaos and sin and transgression through the land with his tongue by lying and deception and trickery. And likewise by backbiting and spreading tales and the likes like this, and working rank war and hatred in the hearts of the people, and causing separation and dissension in the ranks of the believers with his tongue. And likewise, he can do that these days with his thumb as well, by spreading falsehood and this evil. They spread this corruption likewise with their thumbs in the social media. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So all of this is considered fasad. All of this is, these are examples. Any of these are examples of al-fasad. So a believer, he remember this. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Allah, he does not love fasad. So before he speaks, he will think, is he going to say something good? If so, alhamdulillah. And if the statement that he's going to make is going to bring fasad, or if it is fasad itself, then he will leave that. Because Allah, he does not love that. Because Allah, he does not love that. And likewise, Allah, he says, Wallahu la yuhibbu al-mufsideen. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-mufsideen. And Allah, he does not love those who work fasad. Allah, he does not love those who work fasad, those people who work corruption and evil. And remember, the general meaning of fasad is every action of disobedience. So Allah, he does not love that, nor does he love those who do it. And Allah, he mentioned that in another place in the Quran. Likewise, Allah, he says, "Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-mufsideen." That verily, Allah, he does not love those people who work corruption and evil, those people who work corruption and evil and disobedience and all of its different types. In all of its different types. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, he mentioned, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدِ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not work corruption in the land after it's been rectified. And do not work corruption in the land after it's been rectified. The people of knowledge, they mentioned, after it's been rectified, meaning after the messengers have come, and after the revelation has been revealed, and the legislation has been clarified, and the halal and the haram is made clear. Do not work corruption by opposing that afterwards. Do not work corruption in the lands by opposing that afterwards. So this is, yani, the intent from iradatu al-uluwi wal-fasad, to intend this. Some people, they would intend this and they will want this. They will have an intention for this. They will have an intention for this. The author, he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عَلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, and the meaning of this narration, that home of the hereafter, meaning paradise. This is the home. Tilka ad-dar al-akhirah. This is the home of the hereafter, meaning paradise. We shall assign to those who do not rebel against the truth of pride and oppression in the land, nor do they do mischief by committing sins and crimes. And the good end is for the muttaqeen. And the good end is for the pious. Tilka ad-dar al-akhirah. And he referring to the paradise. This is the home of the hereafter, the good abode of the hereafter. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عَلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. We will make that home, the home of the hereafter, the abode with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of paradise and his pleasure. We will make that place a place for those who do not want to have authority and do not want to have status and rank in the land. And nor do they want to work fasad. And nor do they want to work fasad. Rather, they are the people who are pious. They are the people who are pious. So the paradise is for these people. They do not want to be lofty and have rank and status in the land. They do not desire this. Rather, they desire Allah. And they desire the pleasure of Allah. And they desire the home of the hereafter. And this is what they're searching for. And this is what they're searching for. And if they have al-ulu, meaning if they have al-rif'ah, if they have a high status and rank, they know that it's from Allah. And they seek this from Allah and not from the people. The one that is a sin and a crime is the one whenever a person, he will seek it from the people. And he will seek it from the people and from belittling the people and taking the rights of the people and the likes like this and being arrogant against them. And this is the one who is seeking yani to have a high status and rank. But a believer, a righteous person, he will seek high status and rank. But he will seek that with Allah. He will seek that with Allah. And a person of Tawheed and correct faith and creed, he knows that rank and status, it comes from Allah alone, in the hereafter and in this life. No one can have a rank or status. Allah, he is Ar-Rafi, Al-Khafid, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is the one who raises whom he wills, and he lowers whom he wills, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So if a person truly wants to be raised, and he wants to have status and rank, then he will seek that. He will seek that with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this requires for him to be humble, and to lower himself to the command of Allah. To the command of Allah. So the one who is mutawadi' and he is humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will raise him. And this has proceeded. And from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من تواضع لله رفعه الله. That whoever humbled himself sincerely for the sake of Allah before Allah by complying to his commandments and obeying his legislation, then Allah will raise his rank. Then Allah will raise his rank. And likewise, those people who do not want fasad, they do not intend fasad, they do not want fasad, they do not want corruption, rather they want obedience. And this is the description of those people who the paradise is for, that Allah has prepared the paradise for. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عَلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the final outcome and the good abode is for the righteous and the pious. So this is the description of the people of paradise, that Allah has prepared the hereafter for them, the good home in the hereafter. They do not intend to have high rank and status. If that's the case, they don't have this intention in their heart. And rather their intention is Allah. So therefore they're humble before Allah. And likewise, they're humble before the creation as well. Because this is what Allah has commanded. This is the intention they have. They do not have the intention for ulu, and to be high and lofty. So therefore, of course, they do not act upon that. Of course, they do not act upon that. It's not even their intention. So how could it be their actions? So the people who truly want to have the home of the hereafter, they will be humble. And in their heart is the desire for Allah and His pleasure. And this will be displayed in their actions. And they will not work in the manners and the ways of those people who are striving to have rank and status. Who are striving to have rank and status. Because no doubt these are things, and these are sins, these are affairs of the heart. But they are apparent on the body parts. And the tongue will dish out that which is in the heart. And likewise, the actions, they will go and they will retrieve and they will get and they will obtain what the heart is searching for. So a person, he may say one thing, but then his actions, they will speak louder than that. And they will tell the truth of the reality of what he is, what is inside of his heart. So the one who is sincere like this in this manner, he does not want to be lofty or to be raised, and they will not proceed from him actions in that manner likewise. Actions in that manner is likewise, whether he'll be humble for the people, whether he'll be humble before the people. Instead of being like those who want to have rank and status, and from their actions as has proceeded, they will search for the faults of others, and they will display them, and they will expose them. And in order to raise themselves, in order to put themselves high, you will find them contrary to that. You will find those people who truly want the home of the hereafter, they're afraid of that. And they will follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will cover the faults of the believers. And they will cover the faults of the believers, and they will not expose them. And they will advise them, and they will not expose them. Somebody who's sincere, he knows the difference between a nasiha wa al-fadiha. Between al-nasiha wa al-fadiha. A nasiha is to give sincere advice and to hope good for somebody. to see somebody in need of advice, to see somebody in need of advice and to inform him with a good intention, and to advise him hoping that he will benefit. To advise him and hoping that he will benefit. And the one who has this intention, he would advise him in the best way, and he hoping that he would accept the advice. Other people, they have this image appearing that they're giving nasiha, but in reality, they're not giving nasiha, and it's not sincere advice. Rather, their intention is to expose them. Their intention is to expose them. So this is from the foul way, and they have manners and methodologies, and the people of knowledge are aware of them, of their ways. Those who pretend to give advice, but in reality, they're exposing individuals. They're exposing individuals with the intention of raising their self. وَلِيَهَذُ بِاللَّهِ. As for those who truly want the hereafter, they do not do that, because they do not want that. So therefore, these actions do not come from them. And likewise, those people who do not want fasad, they do not want fasad. لَا يُرِيدُونَ فَسَادًا. They don't want fasad likewise. So therefore, if they don't want fasad, then how could their actions ever work corruption? They do not want that in the first place. It's not in their heart. Rather, they want rectification, and they want goodness, and they want obedience, and they want the sunnah to be spread, and the tawheed to be known, and the likes like this. So therefore, this is what they work for, and this is what they strive upon. And in this cause, they will make great effort and strive. They'll make great effort and strive. As for those who want status and rank, then we have seen the opposite of that. And those who also want corruption in the land, even if they say, oh, we are only wanting rectification, or we only want to intend good. And this is from the attributes of the hypocrites. And they would claim that they're only bringing rectification, but in reality, they're working corruption. They're working corruption, and they're working evil. And they're working evil. And this is something that is seen from the traces of their effects. So the people of the hereafter and the paradise, they do not want these affairs. They do not want these affairs. And they do not search for it. After this, the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, the narration that clarifies from the attributes of those people likewise. From the attributes of those people who do not want a high status and rank, or to be over others and to belittle others, and to be on top of others to belittle them, or they do not want to cause corruption in the land. They have attributes. From them here, the author, he says, an Anas ibn Malik. The author, he says, an Anas radiyallahu anhu anhu qal. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه أخرجاه. The author, he mentioned the narration of Anas رضي الله عنه, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that not one of you truly believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. Not one of you truly believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. So therefore, the person who is a true believer, and he has fulfilled the obligation of faith, and the al-iman al-wajib, then this is his characteristic and his trait. And this is an affair of the heart, that he wants for his brother Muslim that which he wants for himself. From the good of the deen and from the good of the dunya, he wants for his brother what he wants for himself. So he would not like for his brother to be put down or to be lowered, or he would not want for his brother to be exposed if he fell into a fault, because he would not want that for himself. He would not want that for himself. Just as he would not want to be exposed if he fell into a mistake or an error, then likewise he would not want that for his brother. Because he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And he loves for himself that his sins and his faults be covered. If a believer is walking down the street and he tripped and he fell, he would look around and he would hope nobody would see him. He would look around and he would hope nobody would see him. If he looked down and he seen that nobody saw him, he said, Alhamdulillah, nobody see me fall. Like this. And if he was with a brother like this and somebody was with him, then he would hope that that brother would cover him and would help him get back up. But the one who has this foul intention, and he wants to have rank and status in the land, and he wants to work corruption in the land, he will not cover his brother. Rather, if his brother failed, he would expose the people. Imagine that situation, a brother fell down, and instead of helping him up, or covering him at least covering him so nobody can see him while he's down, or while he's wounded, he will scream and yell, look at so-and-so fell down, ha 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 ha, and laugh in this manner, and call the people to him, come look at him, he fell down and scratched himself, look at this man, he fell down and tripped over this little hole, like this, instead of covering him, or at least covering him, or keeping aside and making sure nobody saw him, and if not any even more, he should help him up. But instead of that, he exposes him. This is a foul way. This is a foul way. And this is what many people they're doing today. they're doing today, and it's worse and worse according to the status of the person that they are trying to expose. If it's from the people of knowledge, it's even more severe. If it's from the people of knowledge, it's even more severe. If it's from the students and those individuals who have followers in the likes like this, who are known for khair, and they're known for khair, and then people will search out their faults in the likes like this in order to stop the people from benefiting from them, then this is even more severe and even more worse. And these people are, in reality, they are only aiding the devil and helping the shayateen. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So a believer, he will cover his brother's faults because he would love for his brother to cover his faults. He would cover his brother's faults because he would love for his brother to cover his fault. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged. مَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever covered the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults in this life and the hereafter. Allah will cover his faults in this life and the hereafter. So this is the way. And this is an amazing narration. This is from the foundations and the fundamentals of the deen, and specifically with the manners and the akhlaq. The noble and the good manners, they begin here in the heart. And that is to want good for others. That is to want good for others. Even if he's seen somebody who was in poverty, he would not be pleased with that. He would want good for him. He would hope to help him. He would hope to aid him. And he would do it. He would do what he could, even if it's not anything except for make dua for him. Make dua for him. And so the point is, the meaning of the narration, the opposite is true. So whatever he loves for himself, he will love that for his brother. But likewise, whatever he dislikes for himself, he will dislike that for his brother. He would dislike that for his brother. This is his heart. This is the heart of a believer, somebody who has completed his faith. So the one who does not love for his brother what he loves for himself, or the one who does not dislike for his brother what he disliked for himself, this is because of a deficiency in faith, a deficiency in the obligation of faith, meaning his religion is deficient and he's exposed to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's exposed to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is an obligation here. لا يؤمنوا أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. So whatever makes a believer happy, he's happy with that. And he wanted to see a believer happy and in good in his deen and in his dunya, this will make a believer happy. If he's seen that his brother, he has prosperity and he has wealth, he'll be happy for him. He'll be happy along with his happiness. If he's seen that his brother, he had a child, or his child had exceeded in affairs in the dunya or in the deen, he's happy, then he'll be happy for him. He'll be happy along with him. Happy for him and happy along with him. And whenever his brother's smiling, he's smiling with his brother. And whenever his brother's happy, he's happy with his brother. And likewise, if something happened to his brother that hurt his heart and was difficult for him and made him sad, he will be sad along with him. He'll be sad along with him. He will not be happy and laughing at the downfall of his brother. He will not be happy and laughing at the downfall of his brother. A Muslim will not do this. A Muslim, he will not do this. And if this is any from the foul traits and the foul manners, if a Muslim fell into sin, this will not please a believer. If he heard of a Muslim falling into sin, or falling into innovation, or whatever the case may be, this will not make a believer happy. He will not be happy with that. And he will not, oh, I knew he was like this, or I knew so-and-so was like this, or yeah, I knew the brother, he's not reliable. Or that, he would not be like that. And he will always have a good thought about his brother, and if something bad happened to him, or he fell into sin or transgression, this would hurt his heart. This would hurt his heart, and he would feel bad for the brother. A'udhu billah, how can we help him? How can we help him? Again, if he fell down, you cover him and you don't expose him. And then you help him up. You don't try to keep him down. Some people, on the contrary, today, they'll do that. They'll do that. A brother, he will fall down. He will fall in one of the traps of shaitan. And he will fall in the pit of sin. Or he will fall into some misunderstanding in the religion, for example. And he's somebody that is known to be from the brothers. And he's from the brothers on the sunnah. Somebody knows him and doesn't know him anything except for good. And then something will happen to him. Maybe he will slip into a sin. Or maybe he will fall off and hang out with the wrong crowd. Or something like this. If that's the case, a brother, he'll be concerned about that. If you truly loved him in the beginning for the sake of Allah, and the friendship that you had with him for the sake of Allah at that time before was true, then if you heard this about him, you would not leave him there in this manner. You would not leave him there in this manner. Rather, you would stick out your hand and try to help him and pick him up. You would stick out your hand and try to help him and pick him up and pick him up. And at least cover him and then talk to him and advise him and try to help him get out of that hole. And then if he repents, alhamdulillah. And if he doesn't repent, and you give him time, and you keep working on him, and you work on him, and you work on him. You don't abandon the believers and turn your back on them one time. And one time, two times, really be patient with them. And you be diligent to be a means to help them. and that likes like this and show concern for them. This is the way of a Muslim. This is the way of the Muslim, not to drop the people. That's not the goal. If a believer, he got to the extent where he was from the people of innovation, or he chose a foul and a bad path and sin and transgression, of course, if it became too very dangerous and his harm became great, he will be left. He'll be left and he'll be boycotted, but that will not be the very first step and the very first affair. Rather, the very first affair is mercy and kindness and shafaqah and pity for him and hoping good for him and taking the means to do that. Because a true believer, he does not complete his faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Every one of us should memorize this narration if we hadn't memorized it yet. It's number 13 in the 40 hadith of An-Nawawi. It's number 13 in the 40 hadith of An-Nawawi. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Just a few words. Now, after this, the author, he says, وَأَنَا بِمُحَمَّدٍ أَنَا بِمُحَمَّدٍ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَمْرِ بِنِ الْعَاصِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. The author, he mentioned another narration from Abi Muhammad, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that not one of you truly believes, again, in the same manner, not one of you truly believes until his desires are following behind that which I came with. Until his desires are following behind, meaning in accordance to that which I have came with. This is also from the 40 hadith of An-Nawawi. Who knows what number? Number 41. The 40 hadith, but it's 41. How is that? Obviously. There's at least 41. How many are there? 42. Ahsan. There's 42. The scholars, they break they round it off. They round it off. 40 hadith. I know he made 40. It's 42 hadith. The 41st hadith is this hadith right here of Abdullah ibn Amr. In those 40 hadith, after mentioning this hadith, and Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that one of the books of the scholars, and of the previous generations, it was narrated to him, that book with the chain, and that this narration was narrated to him with the chain that is authentic. That is authentic. And Ibn Rajib, rahimahullah, in his explanation of those hadith, he mentioned that the chain is weak. But likewise, after him, Ibn Hajar, he differed. And he mentioned a number of different narrations, and he mentioned that the chain is authentic. But in any case, no doubt, the wording and the meaning is true. The wording and the meaning is true, that the faith is not truly complete. A person's iman is not truly complete until his desires are in accordance with that which the Prophet came with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are a number of evidences to support this affair. And from them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, no, I swear by your Lord. And he meaning Allah, he's swearing by the Lord of Muhammad. And he's swearing by himself and by his lordship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. That they do not truly believe until they make you a judge in everything that they dispute in. O Muhammad, I swear by your Lord. And Allah is saying this, I swear by your Lord, that verily they do not truly believe until they make you a judge and everything that they dispute in. ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت. And then after that, they find no problems, and they find no hardship with what you have decreed in their souls. So not only here Allah is mentioning that their faith is not complete until they make him a judge in all of their affairs, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after he judges, they have no hardship in that which he judged and that which he ruled against. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمَ. And they submit in complete submission. So these are the characteristics of a true believer. So this is the case that a Muslim, he will strive against his soul. He will strive against his soul and fight his desires until his desires are in accordance with the Sunnah. Until his desires are in accordance with the Sunnah. Until he shows preference to the command of Allah. He will strive against his soul until he shows preference to the command of Allah in this manner. At this time, the faith is complete. Because so long as he's showing preference to his desires, then this requires for him and necessitates for him to disobey Allah. and to disobey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So long as he's showing preference to his desires, because the desires are contrary to guidance. We have al-huda and we have al-hawa. Al-huda is guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, guidance in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And then there's hawa, and that's everything that's contrary to that. Everything that's contrary to that. So the one who follows his hawa, then this will lead him to the hellfire. Al-Sha'bi, he mentioned, سُمِّيَ الْهَوَى هَوًا لِأَنَّهُ يَهْوِي بِصَحِبِهِ فِي النَّارِ, that the hawa is called hawa because it will land a person who follows it into the hellfire. Into the hellfire. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, فَلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, that if they do not respond to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then know that they're only following their desires. That they're only following their desires. So this is the case here. The narration, the meaning is correct. In any case, لا يؤمن أحدكم يعني إيمانا كاملا حتى يكون هواه تابعا لما جئت به. Now one of you truly believes or has complete faith until his desires are in accordance to that which I have come with. And until he shows preference to the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam over that which his soul calls to. And the soul, it calls to have authority in the land. And the soul, it calls to disobedience and corruption and evil and wickedness. And this is contrary. So the one who has fulfilled his faith, he will have in his heart love of good for others. He will have in his heart love of good for others, specifically the Muslims, specifically the people of faith, and even more specific from them, those who are from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And likewise, from his attributes is that he will be submissive to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that his desires will be in accordance to that which the Messenger has come with, meaning he will love the Sunnah, and he will love the command of Allah, and he will love the command of the Messenger, and he will honor and respect the legislation, and he will follow that, and show preference to that over his desires. And show preference to that over his desires. And the meaning from desires and from the whims and the misguided desires is that a person, he will seek to have status and rank and leadership in the land. And that he will also seek to spread corruption and evil and work actions of disobedience in the land. So this requires for a person to fight his soul. In any case, this intention here, the intention of leadership and authority, and the intention of wanting to work corruption, these are from the major sins of the heart. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. After this, the author, he says, بَابُ الْعَدَاوَةِ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Al-adawa is enmity. بَابُ الْعَدَاوَةِ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Enmity and hostility and hatred. So this is with regards to having al-adawa lil-mu'mineen. وَالْبَغْضَاءِ lil-mu'mineen. This is what is being referred to, having enmity towards the believers and having hatred for the believers. This is a major sin. This is a major sin, having enmity and hatred in the heart for the believers. This is a major sin, and this is from the diseases of the heart. And Al-Islam has come with the order to be united, to have love. From the foundations of Al-Islam is unity and love, and love and brotherhood and a fraternity upon the faith. This is what Islam, it calls for, not enmity and hatred. Rather, everything that would lead to enmity and hatred amongst the ranks of the believers has been prohibited and forbidden in transactions and in dealings and in contracts. Many prohibitions have come in the Sunnah, and one of the main purposes and goals for those prohibitions is in order to prohibit enmity and hatred and animosity from occurring in the ranks of the believers. Even some of the people of knowledge have mentioned, likewise, the prohibition for a person to pray on a rank by himself, behind the believers. And in the prohibition of al-munfarid, khalf al-saf, one person to pray on a rank by himself. For example, there's 2-3 ranks in the masjid, and then one person, he'll come and stand behind those ranks by himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prohibited that. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned from the wisdom of that is so that a believer, he will never feel comfortable by himself, away from the jama'ah, away from the main body, so it will not come into his heart, and he will feel like he doesn't have to be part of the congregation, or that he can be without the congregation, or that any resentment or separation would come into his heart. Rather, he should be in the rank with the rest of those in the rank, and he should not be separated and alone by himself. And in order to Yani to emphasize the importance of unity and unification, and likewise to prohibit any avenue for the transgression or the dissension to occur into the ranks. So this is something that the al-Islam prohibits. Al-Islam prohibits al-adawa lil-mu'mineen, to have enmity for the believers, or to have al-baghda and hatred and animosity for the believers. Rather, Islam calls to opposite of that. It's been narrated from Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhumah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Methadul mu'minina fi tawadihim wa tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim methadul jasid. Idha ishtaka minhu udhun tada'a lahu sa'iru al-jasadi bi sahari wa wal-huma." That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of the believers in their love and their mercy and affection for each other. This is the example of the believers. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, those who have strong faith. This is their example. That and their love and their mercy, their mutual mercy they have and the mutual love they have and the affection they have for each other is like that of a body, a single body. If one of the organs of that body is in pain, then the rest of the body likewise acts by being up at night and having a fever. For example, if a person, he had a toothache, is it the tooth the only thing that hurts? Anybody ever had a toothache? This is the example. One part of the body hurts, the rest of the body is affected. It's not alone. If the tooth hurts, the whole body is in pain. Sometimes a person, he may not even be able to move because of a toothache. His head will hurt and he'll have a fever and he'll be sick and he'll be immobilized. Sometimes it can get very bad for a person. Or if his foot is hurt or if his finger is hurt, maybe he hurt his finger, but that causes his head to hurt. And his person, he can become sick and one part of his body will hurt and the rest of the body will become hot and he'll have a fever and he will become sick because of this and because of that pain. So likewise the believers, if a believer is hurt, if a believer is upset, then likewise the believers, they're upset with him. If the believer is hurt and he's upset, then likewise the rest of the believers, they feel that pain for him. They feel that they don't rejoice at that. Just like the body doesn't rejoice whenever the tooth is hurting, whether the rest of the body feels the pain likewise. So this is the way of the believers. And in their mercy with each other, and in their kindness with each other, and their cooperation with each other, they work together in this manner. They work together in this manner. Even Shaykhul Islam, he mentioned a beautiful example, rahimahullah ta'ala, that showing how the believers, they work together sometimes. Because even, no doubt, and the origin is that it's mercy. But sometimes it requires harshness. So even in the situation where there's harshness, there's benefit and beauty in that, and there's mercy in that. If the harshness is required, and it's very important for a believer to know when the harshness is required, and it's not the first time, but just for the example, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, whenever they're refuting each other, and they were going back and forth, and there was very harsh words mentioned about and the refutations of the falsehood that he's refuting and the likes like this. He said, this is the example of the hands. The example of the hands, whenever one of them gets really dirty, the other one is going to rub it real hard. If the hand, for example, gets paint on it, it gets the paint on it, then it requires for the other hand to rub it hard, to rub it hard, and to keep rubbing it hard all the way until that paint comes off. But whenever the paint comes off and whenever the filth is moved, the hand that was dirty before, now it's smoother than ever and cleaner than ever. And this is from the mercy. This is from the mercy. So the believers, they work together like this to cooperate with one another and to rectify their affairs. So a believer, if he sees a fault in a brother, he will try to help him and rectify that and fix that for him. And in first, he will do it the easiest way. Just like one of a person, he wants to clean his hand, the first thing he will not do is break out something harsh and rub it. He will try to move it off in the easiest way first, and he will only resort to rubbing harshly or with something that is going to hurt him whenever it's needed. So likewise, the believers, whenever they deal with each other, they cooperate in the same manner. So the believers are like this. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. The verity, the believer, and his example to his brother believer is like a wall or a building, a structure, and each part strengthens the other. each part strengthens the other. So the believers are like this. Whenever you're strong, I'm strong. If I'm strong, you're strong. We strengthen each other in this manner. So the one who's a true believer, he'll work in this manner. He'll work in this manner with his brother. And he will love for the sake of Allah. And he will love for his brother that which he loves for himself. And he will show preference to the command of Allah. And likewise to helping and aiding his brother in this manner. And they will work together and they will cooperate together. And they will not cooperate against each other. And they will not be a means to destruct that structure. Because the believers, those who are strong, they work together. Whenever they're strong and they're united, then they are strong together. But whenever they are weak, it's the ranks of the believers that weaken. And whenever the ties become separated and the dissension comes in the rank, at this time corruption befalls the believers and weakness befalls the believers. And Islam and the society of those people, it becomes weak. And the people of falsehood and the people of evil and the people of misguidance and the people of innovation and the people of sin, they have a hand now and they start to work their evil. And Shaitan, he works their evil whenever the believers are weak. And the believers, they become weak whenever the ranks become separated and split. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned from al-haliqah. Al-haliqah is really a razor, something that shaves. And he said, he's not talking about the hair, he's talking about the deen. And the haliqah, you should be aware of the haliqah. And he mentioned that it's ifsad with that al-bain, that one would work corruption, corrupting relationships between individuals. That this is called al-haliqah. Al-haliqah. Not because it cuts the hair, because it cuts the deen. And it cuts the deen from the foundation. Whenever the ranks become separated and dissension occurs amongst the believers, and the lies like this, then this weakens the deen. Then this is a means to weaken in the deen. يَحْرِكُ الدِّينَ يعني what it means, like, but a razor, what does it do? A razor takes the hair from the root. So likewise, this dissension in the ranks and this corruption between individuals amongst the believers, amongst Ahl Sunnah, this is a means to strip the deen yani from underneath them. And then at this time, the people of misguidance, they have authority and they laugh and they take advantage of the situation and they spread and work their mischief. Waliyadu billah. The author, he's referring to this affair. So the Sharia has come with this, the opposite of this, the opposite of da'wah, the opposite of enmity. Rather, the believers are supposed to have love. And the opposite of hatred and hostility. Rather, the believers are required to be united together and to be kind and merciful to each other. This is what is required, to have love for the sake of Allah upon the deen of Allah, to be united upon this way. And this is what the author, he is referring to. He says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah, the Most High, فَإِنْتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. فَإِنْتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you dispute about anything, then refer it back to Allah and the Messenger. Then refer it back to Allah and the Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day, and this is what one will do. He will return his affairs. Whenever there's disputes, not meaning that the believers, they will never dispute. No, they will dispute. But what do they do when they dispute? What is the cure for that dispute? That they will return back to Allah and His Messenger. Meaning they will return back to the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran. And likewise to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they will find the resolve and the means of rectification in this manner. And this is the means of how a believer, he will rectify all of his disputes. And if they do this, there will be no enmity. And if they do this, there will be no hatred. If they do this, there will be no enmity and there will be no hatred. So long as they refuse to do this, to return back to the ruling of Allah Azza wa Jalla in His book, and to return back to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to return back to the understanding of the Sahaba, there will always be enmity. There will always be enmity, and there will always be division, and there will not be unity, and there will not be sincere love upon the straight path. This is the only way for that. And this is something that is in general in the ranks of the Ummah entirely, and likewise in individuals as well, and in families. And in families. And this is something that's very important for the rectification of the household, that the family has to be raised upon this affair, that they have to agree together, that the husband and the wife, they have to agree together that they believe in Allah and they believe in the last day, and that they believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and that he came with guidance in all affairs, and that success is in complying to the command of Allah, and success is in obeying the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the means to happiness and to paradise. Whenever they agree upon that, then they agree that any time they dispute, they return back to this. Anytime they dispute, they return back to this. And whoever was contrary to this, then they will repent and they will leave that. And they will apologize and they will work together upon this way. And that household will be successful. And that household will be successful. And likewise, any community is the same way. Is the same way. But a man and his wife, they must be upon this. That they're seeking the pleasure of Allah together. And the means of that is anytime there's a dispute. And yurudduhu ilallahi wa rasulihi. That they return it back to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the case here. The author is clarifying for in general. If a person does this, there will be no enmity. The enmity will go away. Because they both agree that the truth is here. And they're both searching for the pleasure of Allah. So whenever they see the command of Allah, or whenever they see the sunnah of the Messenger, all that will go away. Oh, I made a mistake. Astaghfirullah. If he's sincere. If he's truthful in his statement and his claim, if he's seen that he was wrong and he disobeyed or contradicted the Quran or the Sunnah, he will repent immediately. This is the way of a believer, and he will not continue upon that way. So this is a means for success, and this is the means of safety and having peace and unity and unification, to be united upon the truth, to be united upon the Quran and the Sunnah. And anytime there's a dispute, the only way out of that is to turn back to here. Is to turn back to the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Sahaba. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that whoever lives after you for a long time, he's going to see much differing. You'll see much differing. But he mentioned the cure for that. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innahu man ya'ish ba'di minkum sayara ikhtilafan kathira fa alaykum bi sunnati. And the way out from the fitna and from the differing, then you must hold fast to my sunnah. Wa sunnati khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiin. And the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. So this is the means to stay away from enmity and to have love. And this is the means to stay away from hostility and hatred and to have unity and the like. So this is what the author is mentioning. This is a beautiful manner. And he's mentioning this affair that this is haram and this is impermissible from the major sins of the heart. And the way to rectify that here is فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. To, if you dispute about anything, then return it back to Allah and the Messenger, indicating that this is the way to be safe from enmity in the ranks of the believers, and to be safe from hostility and hatred and animosity in the hearts of the believers, that they are believers and they believe in this. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If they agree upon that and they return back to that, then all the enmity will go away and there will be unity. And there will be unity and they will be allies and they will be brothers and they will be united. Even if they differ at some times, they will be united in this manner by returning back to this source, to the truth, that which is revealed in the Quran and the Sunnah. After this, the author, he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى in the statement of Allah the Most High, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Allahu Akbar. He mentioned this verse in Surah Al-Mumtahana. And verily you have the best example in Ibrahim. Verily you have the best example in Ibrahim. وَفِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده. And this is a beautiful manner how he has derived this ruling. He says that very also the indication for this, the fact that having enmity and animosity and hostility towards the believers is a major sin. Verily, you have the best example in Ibrahim and those along with him. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ and those along with him. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ whenever they said to their people, إِنَّ بُرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ that verily we are free from you and everything that you worship besides Allah. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ and we disbelieved in you and now there has appeared between us and you enmity and hostility and hatred. Abadan, forever. So who has the enmity and the hostility and the hatred? Who is the adawatu wal baghda for? For those who disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal. Kafarna bikum. And in that which you, in the disbelievers, those who worship others besides Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the ones who have adawatu wal baghda. Abadan, forever. Not the believers. And then he said, كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا until you believe in Allah alone. Meaning that the enmity and the animosity and the hostility and the hatred will be between us because you disbelieved until you believe in Allah alone.
Meaning, if you believe in Allah alone, that enmity and that animosity and that hatred will turn into love and unification and unity and respect and honor. And حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا, that al-adawatu wal-baghda will continue for them because of their disbelief and because of worshipping others besides Allah until they believe in Allah alone. So therefore, the enmity and the hatred and the animosity, this in the heart, this is for the disbelievers, not for the believers. This is for the disbelievers, not for the believers. And those who were disbelievers, but then they believed, likewise the hatred and the animosity goes away and it turns into love. And Allah, He says, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, mentioning about they're commanded to fight the mushrikeen. But then Allah, He says, but if they repent and if they establish the prayer and they pay the zakat, if they repent and they establish the prayer and they pay the zakat, what now? فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, now they're your brothers in deen. Now they're your brothers in deen. So therefore the enmity and the hatred is for the disbelievers. As for the believers, they have love. And Allah knows best. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيَنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.